That was the first practical question which we were putting to the G8 leaders. When are you going to fulfil the promises which you've already made to these countries and to the peoples of the world, that you will, that you are answerable to the promises which you've made to them? And then secondly, I would say to seriously consider the ongoing role of the rich nations with regard to the poor nations. You know, Sunday's Gospel was a wonderful about Jesus saying, the wise and the clever, their eyes haven't been open to so many things, but they have been open to mere children. And I was saying to our people, well, we're not the wise and the clever with regard to finances, with regard to social studies and all the rest of it. We are mere children sometimes compared to these wise men who will be meeting in Scotland, and they're equally wise, if not wiser, advisors. We are mere children. But looking at the scene as it exists in the world of today, what we are saying is it's just not right, it's not fair, it's not just that so many of us in these rich countries, we have so much, and it's not fair that we have so much when so many others have so little. We're saying to our leaders, redress the balance in some way or another. Whatever way you balance budgets, whatever experts you have, use your experts so that we have a fairer distribution of the world's resources between the richer nations and the poorer nations.